The following is a paid commercial program. The views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or PAML Broadcasting. Mahoney Asset Management presents A GPS for Your Finances, hosted by their president and CEO, Ken Mahoney. Ken is a Hudson Valley resident and businessman with 27 years of experience in retirement, the markets, investment strategies, and more. He presents this show to help you navigate today's financial landscape, to make it easier for you to understand and to answer your questions. Now, here's the host of A GPS for Your Finances, Ken Mahoney.
And good morning and welcome to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us this early, early Sunday morning. And of course, we want to tackle as much as we can in the area of finances. And what seems people are really into these days are retirement. So if you're already retired or planning on retiring pretty soon, you know, today's topic, the ABCs of retirement. So we're going to cover all the aspects of retirement. Again, you hear so many different things out there, but I hope to kind of, you know, demystify a lot of the concepts, make it simpler for you to take action. That's what the goal is about here on the program, GPS for Your Finances. So let's kind of jump in. And I think like anything else, and you've heard this cliche before, but if you're building a house, you start putting a blueprint together, right? You've seen those, the architects, and you say, okay, I want the bathroom here, I want the bedroom here, I want this and that. And it's amazing that, you know, to build a house, you need it. In fact, actually to get a permit for a local town and zoning, you need to have an architectural blueprint. And I also feel, not by going to a zoning board, but I feel that you should have the same thing when it comes to putting together your investment, some type of foundation. Now, for us, we call that a GPS for your retirement. It's a foundation. We take a look at your expenses and income. I know it sounds elaborate, but at the end of the day, if you're going to build something, you're going to build some wealth, you're going to build retirement, we think that's just like the idea of having some type of blueprint when you're building a house. So our GPS for retirement, it's somewhat simple, quite frankly. What we do is we take a look at your age, when you want to retire, if you're retired already, and look at longevity. Like, okay, let's, you know, some people say, oh, gee, I'm only going to live to 80 years old. I said, let's just plan for that. Really? But what if you live to 95 years old? You know, there's different type of risks that are out there when you think about retirement. And most people, obviously, when they think about risk, they think about market risk. They think about the stock market risk. And we've seen that. We saw it happen in 2008. There's a lot of risk when things go wrong, right? When things go bump in the night, the market lost half its value. One of the kind of funny sayings, though, not so funny, is that he had a 401k and now it's a 201k. But that was 2008, 2009. So there's market risk. There's something called inflation risk, where over time, your purchasing power goes down. You can imagine 10 years ago, when you bought a car, what the cost was. And you look at 10 years ago, what your property taxes were. And you see kind of over time that there's this type of inflation risk. They're trying to find investments or do things or bring in income that can compensate for that loss of purchasing power over time because of inflation, right? And the risk that I look at quite a bit when it comes to financial planning, when it comes to retirement planning, is longevity risk. So in fact, if you're going to live to age 80, okay, guess what? We're going to push you up to 95 years old. When we do our projections, we say we want to look at any type of shortcomings that will happen between now and 95 years old. I know at home you say, I'm not going to live to 95. You might, okay? Oh, I had bad genes. Really? You don't know. You do, when it comes to financial planning, have to think about 95 years old. And now some people, of course, say, well, gee, I don't want to live to 95 because, oh my... Okay, but financial planning, 95. Got it? Okay, so great. Wait, we're out to 95 years old. Then we look at your expenses. So let's say expenses right now are $50,000 a year. You're 65 years old, so hopefully you're on this earth, again, according to our math, another 30 years. You know, how does that increase over time? Now, in our projections, we use 1.5% to 2% for inflation rate. And it seems very modest, but very quickly, you could see how that goes. I mean, if you had, let's say, $50,000, the next year add in 2%, you know, that's $51,000, and then compound that out. So I think when people do planning for retirement, I'm not sure they really take into account how inflation can impact and how it can actually really eat up your purchasing power over time. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to A GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. Today's topic, GPS for Your Finances, is the ABCs of retirement. The ABCs of retirement. We're going to cover all aspects of retirement, hopefully get you off to a better retirement. Hopefully some concepts, you know, that we share today are going to help resonate and help you become a better investor. And the first thing we're talking about, again, most people call it financial planning. We call it a GPS for your retirement. And so forth, we call it like a blueprint. If you're using or building a house, you'd use a blueprint to build a house. So most people will have Social Security coming in But most people, when they think about Social Security, they think that over time they'll get raises and cost of living adjustments. Now, that may happen, but the last few years, the government's been very stingy increasing the Social Security. So when we start projecting out, and we look at your expenses, and they're going to grow at 1.5% or 2% a year, just kind of what inflation does to expenses. But we also, when we look at Social Security, we're not going to use a cost of living adjustment when we do our numbers anyway. We do want to net out after taxes, because when you pay expenses, so let's say your expenses are $50,000 a year and your Social Security is $25,000. But if you haven't taken out taxes for Social Security, you're really netting 20. And the reason I say that, if your expenses are $50,000, that really means you need $30,000 of income net to be able to afford $50,000. Because when you pay expenses, everything has to be netted out, right? You can't pay like gross before. So it's apples and apples. And that's why when you look at Social Security, factor in two things. One, that there's not going to be any inflation, or at least any cost of living adjustment towards inflation, unfortunately. If there is, it'll probably get eaten up by Part B or Part D of Medicare. And also, when it comes to Social Security, remember, you need to net out after taxes what you'll receive. Now, if you're fortunate enough to have a pension, that's really cool. So when you think about retirement planning, think about this in aspects. Let's say you're sitting on a chair right now, or a stool. And if you're sitting on one leg, and it's hard to imagine one leg chair, one leg stool. If you're sitting on one leg, you probably topple over very easy. A little gust of wind would go right over. And again, if you just relied on Social Security in that same aspect, not a really good way to kind of, you know, sit down through retirement. Now, the goal is to have several legs, so to speak, of this chair, of the stool, that gives you the foundation. And we hope that you have Social Security. We hope that you have a pension. We hope you've been putting money away into a retirement account, like a 401k or 403b. You may actually be working during retirement, bringing some more money in. That sounds like an oxymoron, working during retirement. But as many legs of that stool, that chair, you can have, definitely strengthens so many different things. So not relying just on Social Security, not just relying on a pension, not just relying on the money that you put away into retirement plans, like 401k or 403bs and so forth. But there are things that you can do to help increase the number of legs you have on that chair. So now, if you have a pension, same thing, just like Social Security, please net out after taxes what you receive. Somebody say, I have $50,000 a year in pension. That's great. You really, in the real world, though, you probably just call it $40,000. You do have to withhold federal and state taxes to come up with some net numbers so you can see where you are as far as achieving your expenses. And then hopefully you've had a nice nest egg. You put together some 401k, 403bs if you're working for a not-for-profit. Maybe you had some matching over the years. But now let's say you have $300,000 in retirement capital. That your money in IRAs or Roths or a combination of things. Now you have $300,000. That earned 4% a year. Let's use 4%. Now, when people do forecasting, it drives me batty that sometimes they use 10% or 15%, 20%. Like, whoa. No, don't use 10%. The market doesn't go up 10% a year necessarily. And if things don't go right, do not want your projections to break down because you use such a high number. So typically, we use either 4 or 5%. And there's no guarantees to that type of investment return. But just when we use projections, either 4 or 5%. But let's take the example of $300,000 they have saved, and you're getting 4%. That's $12,000. A year, and that can compound out very nicely. We'll be back right after these messages here on GPS for Your Finances.
Ken Mahoney at Mahoney Asset Management has a new book out, Life on Your Terms, another book in the GPS Guide to Your Retirement series from Ken Mahoney at Mahoney Asset Management. We have given away hundreds and hundreds of his books over the years, and now it's a brand new one called Life on Your Terms, another book in the GPS Guide to Your Retirement series. Get it now before it even gets to Barnes & Noble and Amazon.com. Our listeners will have the first copies. Be among the first 20 callers right now to get a free copy at 845-371-0101. First 20 callers get the new book from Ken Mahoney for 2017, Life on Your Terms, another book in the GPS Guide to Your Retirement series, and you can get it for free right now. That number again, 845-371-0101. Life on Your Terms from Ken Mahoney at Mahoney Asset Management.
And welcome back to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. So glad to be joining us here this Sunday morning with your coffee, tea. I don't know, we got danishes going, donuts. I'm just trying to figure out what we have going. Okay, I see we have. Yeah, toast going. Okay. So anyway, you heard on the message there that we were giving away a free book, Life on Your Terms, a GPS Guide to Financial Security, a book I wrote for here 2017. Which I'm really proud of it. It really goes through a lot of things. Life on Your Terms, just how it sounds. Like, you take control of this. You take control of what you want to do. It's not just about numbers, not just about finances. It's about lifestyle, combining, holistic. Think about that. Holistically take in your lifestyle and how it matches up with these finances. So the first 20 callers will get the book for free. And that's 845-371-0101. 0101. Again, that's Life on Your Terms, a GPS guide to retirement. Now, we retails on Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but if you're one of the first 20 calls this morning, bright and early, early bird gets the worm, right? So the first 20 calls this morning, we'll get the book for free at 845-371-0101. I also think this book's a great companion to what we're speaking about today, the ABCs of retirement. I'll give that number one more time. Okay, get that pen, paper. Here we go. 845-371-0101 for that book and a companion to today's topic, the ABCs of retirement. Now, the ABCs, I think one of the biggest things you can do to help your retirement if you don't have a pension is contribute to your company's 401k or 403b plan. So 401ks, when people say, what's the difference between 401k, 401k and 403b? Typically for a 401k, it's a for-profit company. A 403b, think like hospitals, school districts, things like that. Those are 403b nonprofits. And the 401ks, you know, people, they sometimes get a bad rep. Oh, I have to put money into it and my parents and, you know, grandparents had free pension and so forth. But you know what? Over time, if you take a little bit out each pay period, so let's say you get paid twice a month, a little bit at a time over many, many years, and compound returns can be quite substantial, even more, even greater perhaps than a pension. And again, it depends on how much you put in and how much over time. But generally speaking, if you can get a nice lump sum over time, that could produce a pension-like or at least a monthly income-like return at retirement. Now, the 401ks, I think, are pretty cool because it should become somewhat painless. It comes out twice a month. It takes away, it helps out when it comes to pre-tax. Let's say you make $50,000 a year and you put away $500 a month or $6,000 for the year. So that's $44,000 you're going to show for taxes, not $50,000 anymore. So right away, you have savings because you're putting money away. I always tell people when they can, try to increase that rate. So let's say you're used to putting 4% in. Hey, can you stretch that a little bit? Can you get it to 6%? Can you get to 8%? Take a look. You know, try and challenge yourself because, you know, Albert Einstein, pretty smart fellow, right? Probably considered one of the smartest guys ever to walk the planet Earth. He said the eighth wonder of the world is compound interest. And that's coming from a guy who's pretty smart. So compound interest, meaning returns stacking on top of returns, top of stacking returns. So when you have a 401k, a 403b, you're putting money in a couple times a month, and hopefully you pick out some good funds. And over time, that compounding effect, you're adding money, and it goes up a little bit. You add money and so forth. So that's what Albert Einstein's talking about. And it's kind of weird when we're talking about financial planning, we have to go back to Albert Einstein. But that compounding over time is really important. So if you can increase that rate, first thing I think you can do for retirement right now today is think about how much money you're putting away towards retirement in the 401ks or 403bs, and then try to see if you can increase it. And also, if you have children who have 401ks and or 403bs, make sure you speak to them that they should be contributing early. Now, of course, they're going to fight you, mom and dad, and say, no, you know, I can't do it now. It's very expensive. I have an apartment. I can't. You know what? Even find 1%, 2%. It's just kind of getting the mo to get going. Well, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to a GPS for your finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us this early Sunday morning as we tackle the ABCs of retirement. So there are 401k plans, 403b plans, as we mentioned. Now, some companies match, some don't. And sometimes I hear, well, you know, my company doesn't match, so I don't put money in a 401k. No, you need to put money into your 401k plan, okay? So whether they match or not. Now, match is a nice thing. So let's say they match up to 6%. You put 6% and you doubled your money they put in. That's great. But I also don't want, you know, some people say, well, they don't match, so I'm not putting away. Well, then how to save for retirement? Tell me. I mean, if you don't have a pension and they're not matching and you're not putting into a 401k plan, I don't know how you get to those numbers to get you to retirement. So still put in whether you have a match or not. And that's great. Now, obviously, if the company matches up to 4%, you have to find a way to get the 4%, right? You want to double your money. There's nothing else I can think of that guarantees you'll double your money than a match. Or if it's 6% or 8%, whatever the percent is, if you can at least get to that level for the match, that'd be really, really smart. Even if you have to kind of do some things. Now, some people say to me, you know, Ken, I hear you saying, yeah, I should increase it. But, you know, I tell you, it's tight at home. And I get it. You know, there's bills that keep coming in and the bills. I mean, I go to my mailbox too, right? You open up the mailbox, there's a stack of 30 different letters, a bunch of junk, five of them are bills and none of them are checks, right? So you have to deal with that. But you know, over time, I've worked with people and I've found ways for them to put more money in the 401k plan or 403b plan. How? To reduce expenses. And the first thing you do is pull out your credit card bill and take a look, take those yellow highlighters. You know, that's kind of one of those things that sticks out and go through really copious, that means, you know, really detailed, and highlight those things that you're not using or don't need. Okay, you have to page maybe written up like that, and see what we could do about changing those. And that's the savings we're talking about. That's extra oomph. So you're used to putting away 6%, making some changes, looking at your expenses, may get you up to 8 or 9%. funding into these retirement accounts because you found some expenses that really don't make a lot of sense. Now, companies always want reoccurring revenue, and Wall Street loves that. They look at companies like Apple, look at companies like Google. They have reoccurring revenue. They have customers that keep coming back and back and back and so forth. Now, that's great for the companies. Now, as far as consumers, let's look at this a little differently. We do not want reoccurring expenses. Now, if we're using that reoccurring, let's say it's reoccurring expenses, I mean, it happens every month. It just shows up every single month. Now, if you're using that service, let's say it's a gym, well, that's a great investment, obviously. But there are things that are reoccurring, you know, it keeps popping up, and you're not using that particular service. Guess what, folks? You really need to find a way to cross that out, and that could go towards more savings. So there are always opportunities. Even when I hear people say, look, it's really tight at the end of the month, you know, I don't know how I can make it. You know, you really got to take some time, take a look, you know, what you're putting away, and also find some opportunities to put more money away by going through your expenses. And first place to find them probably on your credit card. Second place to probably find them is through your checking account. Now, when you look at the ABCs retirement, 401ks, 403bs, if there's a match, a little bit at a time, you know, remember, when you put money away in an active 401k, if you need to borrow it, let's say you really messed up and you really need $10,000 or something, you could borrow against your 401k with very little interest rates and so forth. So at 59 and a half is the earliest you can use or go into your 401k or IRA and use it. So 59 and a half is the earliest you can use it. And that 59 and a half, if you take money out before 59 and a half, you have a 10% penalty to boot. So let's say you took out $10,000. The IRS is going to want $10,000 of penalty and count that $10,000 for federal and state taxes. So be very careful as you put money away. Remember, 59 and a half is the target at which you don't take any money out. 70 and a half is the latest, what they call required minimum distribution. That's 70 and a half, you have to take money out. And we'll be right back with the GPS Refinances. Today's topic, the ABCs of retirement.
Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management is giving you a copy of his new book. It's called Life on Your Terms, and it's another in the series of the GPS Guide for Your Retirement books. Be among the first 20 callers right now at this special number, 845-371-0101. Let me repeat, 845-371-0101. You can get this book before anybody else, before it shows up in Barnes & Noble and at Amazon.com. It's available to you right now. It's called Life on Your Terms. It's another in the series of the GPS Guide to Your Retirement series, and it's from Ken Mahoney, and you want a copy of this new book. Be among the first 20 callers right now at 845-371-0101. Ken Mahoney's new book, Life on Your Terms, 845-371-0101 right now.
And welcome back to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us this morning. The coffee going already this morning. The tea going already this morning, if you're a tea toddler. Probably got the toast going, eggs, all those fun things. Next time, please invite me over. I can smell it already. It smells great. Breakfast to me is like some of the best foods. It's just great. So as we mentioned during a break, though, there's 20 callers. The first 20 callers can get a free book about retirement. Great companion to today's topic, the ABCs of retirement. The book is called Life on Your Terms. I wrote it beginning of the year, a GPS guide to retirement. And for the first 20 callers that check in at 845-371-0101, we'll get the book for free. It retails on Amazon and Barnes & Noble at $17.99. But for the first 20 calls this morning, bright and early, as we said earlier, the early bird gets the worm. So call in right now at 845-371-0101. You get a free book, Life on Your Terms, a GPS guide to retirement. Perfect companion to today's topic, which is the ABCs of retirement. Now, we were saying before the break about when you can start accessing the money from the 401k or IRAs or 403bs. We're kind of interchangeable as far as the IRS is concerned. They call it qualified money. Qualified meaning you haven't really paid tax on it. So the earliest you can really get at it is 59 and a half. Actually, there's something called 72T. You can start at 55. Check with your accountant on that. There's a whole bunch of boxes that have to be checked to make that work. So, but generally speaking, 59 and a half is the earliest you can start taking money out without a 10% penalty from the IRS. And of course, we don't like penalties. On the other side, though, the latest that you could take your money out of an IRA, which could have been a 401k or 403b, is actually that of 70 and a half, what they call required minimum distribution. So you're required to. Now, how does that work? Well, it's 70 and a half years. For some reason, the IRS thinks you're going to live 28 years. I don't know how they think that, but it's what they call a divisor, 1 divided by 28. then 1 divided by 27, 1 divided by 26. You get it, right? So they take the December 31st value. So let's say the December 31st, 2016, the value was $100,000 retirement accounts, and now you're 70 and a half. They take 1 divided by 28, which works out to about 3.5%. So you have to take out $3,500 roughly in that given year to make sure you're satisfied with requirement distribution. Now, if you do more than that, that's okay. If you have a lot of different accounts, they're looking for a total. Doesn't be all, you don't have to take it out from each individual account. You could take one massive number out if you needed to. And then the following year, it's again, 1 divided by 27, 1 divided by 26, so forth and so on. So at some point, you know, you're in your mid-80s and you're 1 divided by 10, which that means roughly 10% that's in there, the money's going to start coming out. So if you look at retirement accounts, typically the first earlier years, if your funds do pretty well, you can actually take money out and have the accounts grow because 3.5% or 4% what's in there, and if your account, let's say, grew at 7, 8%, you actually had your cake and eat it too. You got money coming in and the account grew. But at some point, though, when you get to your mid-80s, it's kind of interesting. You know, you may be roughly 1 divided by, let's say, 10 or 12, where you have to take out 5 or 6% or maybe 8%. And at some point, you may be taking out 10%. So if you, let's say the $100,000, you take out 10%, and the account only grew by 5%, your principal balance may be going down. And it happens. There's not a lot you can do with that because you have to, you know, you have to deal with the requirement distribution. Of course, people say, what if you miss it? Okay, ready for this one, folks? If you don't take out the required minimum distribution, the IRS, I believe, is very punitive. They're not very nice. So let's say you're supposed to take out $3,500 and you did not. It's a 50% penalty. I'll say that again. A 50% penalty. That means $1,750 is your penalty by not taking out that $3,500. Distribution. Yeah, not nice, right? They're not that nice. So, but let's say it was $10,000 and you missed it. You're supposed to get $10,000 in one given year. $5,000 would be your penalty. Now, you say, well, that's how it works. You have to be careful. You, as the individual, have to watch this. Now, all financial institutions will send out a notice and let you know you're over 70 and a half when you would take out your requirement distribution, otherwise known as RMD. You want it monthly, you want it quarterly, you want it annually, but it's up to you. For some reason, you think it's junk mail and you throw it out and you don't take it RMD. That's on you. That's on the financial institution. And of course, there's a lot of finger pointing back and forth, but just be mindful. If you're over 70 and a half, put a little note in your calendar, November. Make sure you get your RMD. Even if you haven't received a letter from the institution, you call the institution and ask them. Again, you have to fill out a form when it's required, or anytime you're taking money out of an IRA, there's a form you fill out. You sign, you ask if you want federal withholding or state withholdings. I think for most clients, they do want to withhold some money because it's easier to deal with then than have to deal with it in April. Well, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to a GPS for your finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. Today's topic is ABCs of retirement. And we tackled a lot of ground today, ABCs of retirement. And we think some of the best things you can do for retirement is your company's plan. Now, what if your companies don't have a plan? Well, first off, talk to them about getting a plan. And most companies should, because it helps them recruit new people. I mean, most people, when they interview, they're not only looking at salary, they're looking at benefits. Like, what benefits do you have? You know, do you have a 401k plan? Do you have healthcare, a health plan? Do you have these type of things? So, you know, I think it behooves it. The employers to have these things. So if you don't, you're kind of stuck in IRAs where the maximum is $6,000. Still works like that of a 401k plan where the money comes out pre-tax, gross tax deferred. Then when you start taking money, it comes out taxable. But ideally, it's the company plan. But they don't have a company plan. You still have to put money away for retirement. Should put money away for retirement. Consider an IRA, and that would help you there as well. Now, how do you invest into these retirement accounts? Well, that's a good question. And every person's different, and you've heard this asset allocation to your blue in your face, but that's really what it comes down to. You know, I see in a lot of retirement accounts for people, they have these target funds. And these target funds, I think they're pretty good. So let's talk about what target funds are. Again, by the way, I can't make any specific recommendation. I don't know exactly what it is that your goals are. But to tackle these type of target funds, let's say it's 2040. Well, 2040 is many years away from now. So that means there's going to be a lot of those funds invested in stocks. And as you get older and closer towards 2040, they're automatically going to get more conservative. The reason why I like target funds, for some people who kind of buy funds and totally forget about it, well, maybe that's not the best idea, but automatically this target fund, you know, as the years progress, and as you're getting closer to retirement, kind of clamps down and makes it more conservative without you actually monitoring it. And think about, let's say, a target fund that was 2020. So that's only about 3 years away. Most of that will be in bond funds or money markets, less in stocks, that have less volatility. So these kind of adjust back and forth. And I see that these are very popular. Generally speaking, we like domestic funds, that is U.S. funds over international funds. We tend to like large cap over small cap. Large cap funds typically pay better dividends, have more consistency than smaller caps. Of course, in a hot market, small caps tend to do better than large. But, you know, the goal is kind of get these consistent returns over time. Large cap typically are more consistent. Again, you're talking about almost an oxymoron, a consistent stock fund. But putting together, when you have these different choices, we use Morningstar, and Morningstar is out there, and they rank funds 5-star all the way down to 1. So the ones that have had the best prospects are rated 5, the ones that have had the best track record are 5 stars. And as you see the sub-accounts, the choices you have in your 401k plan, maybe look at Morningstar and see which are the ones that have had the best track records and use that as a starting point. Now, not the all and be all, but as a starting point. Well, I hope you enjoyed today's show, ABC for Your Retirements. I enjoyed you being here this morning. Hope you enjoyed your coffee and tea with us, or if you're on the road, be careful. Until next week, we hope you have a happy, healthy, and a prosperous one.
You've been listening to A GPS for Your Finances with Ken Mahoney, the president and CEO of Mahoney Asset Management. This is a paid commercial program, and the views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. You can listen to previous editions of A GPS for Your Finances on demand by visiting WHUD.com. If you'd like to ask a question, email Ken at MahoneyGPS.com, and Ken will answer it on the next edition of A GPS for Your Finances next Sunday morning at 6 a.m. on 100.7 WHUD.